Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Tonight's the night that we salute all of the soldiers on this side of Jordan. And we give thanks for the soldiers that stand to the soldiers of the cross. Today has been a blessed day. Today has been an intriguing day. But it's been a rewarding day. Because what God has to say to us and to tell us, he said in James 1 and 9, he told us, he said, wherefore, my brethren, I love the way it said, wherefore, my brethren, beloved, let every man be swift to hear, slow, and be slow to anger, and slow for the wrath. What God is saying, patience, hallelujah. Patience is our great reward. And so tonight, I just want to talk to some of my beloved friends out there that listen to what we are saying and how God is speaking to us tonight. And one thing I will say tonight is that we get into the scripture and we take what God's word has to say. And many times when we read God's word, we look around at what God is saying to us and how God is saying it to us. But you know one thing, when I take notice on what God is saying to us, do we hear him or do we want to hear what we hear? See, but one thing I can say tonight to us, including myself, confidence is something I want to talk about in the Bible, what the Bible has to say about confidence. And there are a lot of people who say they have confidence, but they don't have confidence. They're not confined in God's word. Now, the world has a statement, you are assured of what you're going to say. Are you assured? Are you sure? And that's the world has a way of saying confidence in a sense of speaking. But I want to show you something what God has laid on my heart. And I pray, God, you will pray with me, that you will pray for me, that you will pray that I will do what God has called me to do tonight. Because all I want to do is just touch and agree. And so I will say this tonight to those of us. To our Father, we just come tonight and say thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us and how that you kept us at peace tonight and how you make us to be at peace with you. And this is the confidence that we know we have, Father. For we want to say thank you. Tonight's a night that we just bow our heads before you and we want to say thank you. Because it's you who've done what is done today throughout all America. And we thank you in the state of Texas where there was a rumbling and a drumbling. But I ask you, Father, let your hand be upon it. But the enemy has even tried to say God caused this. No, God didn't cause this. The devil caused this. And I said, thank you, Father, for bringing us up to the point of contact. We know the devil has his right in the work business, but we know your word, Father. We know it's of you, Father. We want to say thank you tonight in Jesus' name. And then, Father, there's somebody I'm praying for, a good friend of mine, Gladys, her mother. I'm praying for Gladys. I'm praying that her mother will be completely healed today and that Gladys will be able to be home with her mother and that you will bless her throughout the night. We not only bless her, but there are a lot of ladies I know out there, a lot of men out there that need prayer. I need prayer. I pray for myself, Father. I pray that you keep me, in the cliffs of your hand. Let my mind be stayed on you, Father. When the thoughts come, let me know how to put them down. Every thought shall fall down. Every action shall be put aside. I want to thank you tonight for my wife, my son, and my grandson. I want to thank you for all those that I know and have met in past. But I want to thank you, Father, for we're getting ready for a revival in Houston. And we know your revival is of you. And then, Father, because I pray for the revival. Revive me first. Revive others first, Father. Draw us closer to you. And then, Father, I want to thank you for what you're doing for us right now. I give you the glory and you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to turn your attention to very briefly, because I have a lot to do tonight and I want to take my time. I'm in no rush. In the book of Philippians, we turn to Philippians. In Philippians 1:6, it says, being confident. In other words, are you confident of this very thing that Jesus has put within you, and he has begun a good work in you until the day he performs it? Are you looking for Jesus Christ to do it? Absolutely. Well, see, the more I look into the Bible and I see something, God is saying to us, being confident. Oh, you got to have a confidence. Confidence means you have a solid, bona fide action plan of God. To stand. S-T-A-N-D. And see, when I go to the book of Philippians, I see where Paul was writing to the church. And he was encouraging them. He pointed out various things in the book. But see, Paul was at his latter days. But he had experienced a lot of things. He was going through some changes. And so he said, okay, listen, brother. He said, Paul and Timotheus and a servant of Jesus. A servant of Jesus Christ? Now, if you go back and look at all these letters, he doesn't say this to the book of Ephesians. Let me see if he does. An apostle, he says, from all the way up to the book of Acts, Romans, he talks about an apostle. But he made mention of this young man that he had been laboring with for so long. And see, sometimes the elders labor with a young person to get them to understand why. Are you confident in what you're doing? Are you confident in the healing? Are you confident in the teaching? Are you confident in the word of God? Are you confident in doing what God said to do? Are you confident? That's a question only a believer can ask. It can be challenging to you. But I want you to know something. See, the enemy's going to camp around you. But you got to understand what God is saying, what he's saying to us. In Psalm 27:3. Though hosts should encamp against me, my heart shall not flee, shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, but I have confidence. Wow. And that's what I'm saying. See, being a soldier in the body of Christ, I have confidence. Even though the enemies didn't come around me, they didn't come and they lied on me, and they done things wrong on me, and those who say they love me, they're still right there. And I want you to know that God is able. God is able. Because if we have the confidence, we stand on a platform and we believe what God's word says. In other words, we will reconcile into it. And the more we do this, we have confidence. Now, see, the more we take it, he says in the same scripture in the book of Philippians, he says this in verse 22. He says, but if you live in the flesh, this is the fruit of your labor. See, let me stop right there. Living in the flesh as a Christian is nothing but a hypocrite. That's a hypocrite. But when a person lives in the Spirit and labors in the Spirit, this is what they have. Yet when I want you shall be chosen. And Paul says, now wait a minute. That's a decision you got to make. He says, here I am, Paul, elder. I'm caught between going to be with the Lord or staying here. But I think I better stay because I got a little more out of teaching. And the more I take notice of what God's word, and see, what we have to do, let our conversation, conversation have the confidence in God's word. When we speak God's word with authority, we speak it in confidence. And the writer says, but blessed by the coming of the gospel of Christ, that neither... See, one thing we have to take notice of, God has a way of speaking to his people. He says these words. Let me go back and read it. Let your conversation be as a become of the gospel of Christ, that whether I come to see you or not, or be absent, I may hear about your affair. See, the elder was writing to the church. And see, right now, if you send a letter to a church that what Paul just said, they would call them CZY crazy. No, we in charge. We in charge of this fivefold. We in charge of the prayer meeting. We in charge of the teaching meeting. No, this is evangelism. No, I'm in charge. No. But if you go back and see what he says, and you listen to it, see, but we got to come together to stand in one spirit. Ain't no sense in us fighting each other, because we have to have the confidence. See, the revival we have confidence in it. We have confidence we're going to see some things from God, from God's supernatural. Not on the world natural, but on the God supernatural. We're going to see blinded eyes unstopped. Deaf ears. I'm telling you what I believe. Now, this is the confidence that I have. This is the confidence that I, being confident, I am confident that God's going to do it. Not only in me, but in you also. But in you also. And I want you to give glory to God. See, if there be any consolation in Christ, if any, comfort of love. See, do you love me? Jesus asked a very profound question. Do you love me? He asked it to Peter. Love without me more, Peter. Peter asked it to God. He said, yeah, Lord, you know I love you. And Jesus said, okay, do you really love me, Peter? He said, Lord, you know I love you. But then the third time, he asked him a very pointed question to the Lord. He said, Peter, do you love me? Peter said, with all my heart, all you want done, I love you. And so God says, okay. See, because earlier, he didn't have the confidence. He had it, but he lost it. When Jesus had him walking on the water, he had the confidence. My God Almighty. Whew, that's awesome. God had him. He said, Peter said, Lord, if that be you, bid. In other words, allow me to come to you. And Jesus says, come. It's confidence. Come. Peter had the confidence. He walked on the water. But see, he got busy because the natural began to slip in. And that's why it's so important. That I'm looking for my book on Smith Wigglesworth. I'm looking on my book on the blind man, the blind eye man of Smith Wigglesworth. I'm looking on the lady who was, the Lord's going to bless you. I'm looking for, see, because we got to have an example. We have. They are example. They set a stage. It's in conducive. It's in concern with the Bible. Now, I would have you to notice a little bit more. If we go to, it says, you thank every person. He says, let this mind. There's the confidence you got to. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Jesus Christ, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself no reputation, and took on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness, glory to God, of man, and found himself fashioned as a man. He humbled himself, and when he humbled himself, he submitted to the authority of God. And look here. Here's again. Here's the word. He became obedient even unto death and of the cross. Wherefore God has exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So That name is above every name, the president, the governor. It's above every name, every potentate. It's above every name. The name of Yeshua HaMashiach. God made it happen. Not a man. But God did this. My God. And you know when I get into the book, it says in Proverbs 14:16, it says, a wise man fears and departs from evil, but fools rage and is comforting. When the fools see the Bible calls them a fool. Some people, oh my God, the scripture, yes it does. Some people have confidence in being a fool. I know I'm right. I'm just not going to agree with that. That's how the enemy, see the enemy take that voice and he began to use that person, a person's. And see, when I take notice and look at, the Bible tells us, he lets us know these words, hallelujah. He says, for if God were to work in me, both, my God, to will and to do all his good pleasure. See, the confidence that God has, if we allow him through Jesus Christ, he's going to work in me and you to his will and to do all good pleasure. And I always tell somebody, I'm praying with you, but you got to believe. You got to have the confidence. And you know something I would say to the believers out there that are listening? Faith moves mountains. Faith. Faith is of God. Faith is by God. Faith is through God. Faith speaks of God. And the just shall live by faith. 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 We can't live by the law. There is no confidence in the law. We have confidence in the name of Jesus Christ. We have the confidence in the name, the grace of God. That's where we come into the fullness of it. Now I want us to just take a time and hear what I'm saying to you. Because I want to see you. He says, but I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. See, can you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to send a friend to you? I've had God to send people, as a matter of fact, a lady all the way from Georgia. God sent her. But I had to trust what God was saying in her. I had to trust what God was saying in another man, Pastor Earth. I had to trust God. When I met him face to face, I knew it was God. It was God meeting. So I had to meet with him and through God. And see, God is he ain't no strange God. He's an ever-loving God. But he sent Jesus Christ and paid the ultimate price for all of those who said they believe. And I want to say something to you more now than ever. Romans 2:19 said, and are we confident that thou thyself are a guide to the blind, a light of them which are in darkness? Yes. Yes, we are. We are guide to the people that don't know the truth. And they say, well, I don't. Oh, my God. But I'm telling you, hallelujah, Lord, I love you. See, what God is saying to the entire body, to the believers, are you a guide to the light? Are you a guide to the... See, blind folks can't hear what you're saying. I mean, can't see what you're saying. And deaf people can't hear what you're saying. You got to have the faith. I have to have the faith factor to say, loosen up those ears. Eyes, I command you to go. Limbs, I command you to draw, to grow. Hallelujah. And all internal problems. I speak because in 2 Peter 2:24, by the stripes that Jesus bore on his back, that body part is healed. It is healed now. Because God is a now God, not a yesterday God. He is a now God. And God loves to work in the body of Christ. And you know what I love about God? I love God so that God would do. I want to tell you, I've asked God for many things. Glory to God.
and God just blessed me. With, I had to get my car, didn't have money, God blessed him with it. Had to get some other things, God blessed him with it. What am I saying? Because the more I begin to T-R-U-S-T, have the confidence in the written word, the express word, and the word that lives within me, I could have the confidence. See, I don't care what people think about me. It doesn't make a difference to me anymore. I love you. I don't hate you. But I have confidence in God, not in you. Now, we come to an agreement to have confidence in what God wants done, we can do it. See, there are a lot of people out there that listen to me. They have a fast track of what they want done. Ain't going nowhere, can't cross over the bridge, I'm scared to cross over, even scared to get on the bridge. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Lord. Now, here's what the Bible keeps talking to me about. He says, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. See, the natural man, pastor, if you're not spiritual, evangelist, teacher, prophet, prophetess, teacher, if you're not spiritually concerned about these people and praying for their need, and hear what the writer says, like, I don't have about a man like-minded. See, because naturally, care for your state. Some folks that are 70 and 80 years old, and folks say, well, you know, they're too old to do anything. Never say that. And I want to say to those who pass 71 years old, never look back at somebody tell you, you cannot do it, because the same word they have, you have it. The confidence. You just gotta pick yourself up and get up. And see, this is what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5. Therefore we are confident, knowing that we were at the home of the body. And this is what he talked about. And we're absent from the Lord. Long as I'm in this body, I have the confidence. I'm on the body. But when I'm out, when I'm absent from the Lord, but when I'm in, when I come to the Lord, I'm absent from the body. It makes sense to me. I hope and pray it makes sense to you. Because when you leave the BODY, ain't nothing there. They're gonna fill it full of they're gonna embalm it. They're gonna stuff it with cotton. Oh, don't tell them what they're gonna do. I have to tell you so you'll know. So you can say, oh, I'm getting ready. See, because I had to go there when they was going to embalm my mother. They cut her leg, and the blood just at a place they let the blood lead out of her body. And all the blood. And they sewed it up, and that's the first we can take it. And like I told Reverend Jones, when he did the funeral for my mother, they want me to take her to the grave. I said, this is as far as I can go with her. Because she brought me into this world. Are you hearing me there? This is the confidence. I had confidence, but I couldn't have the confidence. I didn't have the confidence as such. But I believe that I will see her again. Not in this form. But I want you to know tonight, because what God is doing, America is blessed. But there are a lot of people out there don't understand why they are blessed. Because they want to do what they want to do. And I want to tell you, it's time to pray for changes. It's time to come into the social environment and take authority, spiritually, and the government, spiritually, and the churches, and the children, husbands, spiritually, wives, income. See, God said in Deuteronomy 8, he says, in a way, hold on. God said, it is I who give you the power, I love it, to get well, that you might bring my covenant into the Israel. And you know why some people don't want to do nothing to help them? Well, I don't believe in all of that. Well, let me just take deep in the walk of the Lord. Are you confident? Are you ready to be? Are you confident Are you comforted? Woo! Yes, I'm confident. I'm confident because I know what God is going to show for me in the day I now live. And so when I go into the Bible and see the word and understand the confidence, and it, praise God, beware of dogs. Let me tell you now, because you need to beware of the dog. See, the dog will come and challenge your confidence. A dog is nothing but a demon operating in darkness. He want to sneak up to you and declare, he barks. But I've always said to the people on the radio station, it's nothing but a roaring lion. It has no teeth, has no claws. All he can do is roar and bring fear. When you know the Lion of Judah, hallelujah, that he's walking with you, you're not worried about what they say. And I want to tell you something tonight more than anything else. Whoo, Jesus, I love this word. He says, are you doubtless? I count all things but loss for the excellence. Everything I got, as I say in my prayer, all that I have belong to you. All that I hope to be belong to you. See, it's roaring, it's roaring thunder for it to rain in Houston. But in the name of Jesus, I command the rain that to come in Harris County. Go around. And the other one, let the rain cease so that they can see and know the prayer of the believer. Do I need another believer? Yes. How many? As many as there are believers. Believe to me, the rain will stop and not come in Harris County. Go around. Because I want to prove something to the devil. Once again, see, but I ain't supposed to prove nothing. Forgive me, Father. God said, prove me now. See, God want me, yes, sir. He said, I want you to prove me. I don't have to prove nothing to the devil. He's nothing but a liar. And the truth ain't in him. Caught him off guard. I caught him. He's trying to bring a word, but I caught him. And I want to let you know tonight. Nevertheless, let us walk by the same rule. Stop fussing and fighting and being argumentative. And pastors, hold your ground in truth and righteousness. Don't say you in charge. You ain't in charge of nothing. You need to go read the book of Colossians. Jesus Christ is in charge of the entire body. You just have a gift. And I always say to everybody, you can be moved. I've had them to remove me at churches because I couldn't agree what they would say. Well, I just tell you, I will not agree with a person that's not the Holy Ghost, because you need the Holy Ghost. You need the teacher. Hallelujah. Now listen to this word here. First, in Philippians, wants to begin a good word. A good word. Are you confident? I am. And I want to say this to you in the closing of our hell. My God. See, I want you to know, I speak not of want, for I've learned whatever state I'm in. I just have to trust God. God said he's going to supply all of my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. Woo-wee! That's how good God is. God is so good. He's so good to us until he brings us to a point of contact. He wants to touch and agree with us. See, God is sitting up there laughing at the devil. You think you get my children? No, because we believe until the final day. Now, let me show you something in the book of Hebrews as I was reading. In Hebrews 2 and 14, for as much as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, that is he, that is Jesus Christ, also likewise took part of the same, that through death, through Jesus' death, he might destroy him, that's the devil, who had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them from fear of death for all their lifetime, subject to abundance. You know, God is so good. I love Him. And you know what? Tonight's a night. It's Memorial Night. And you got to have that confidence. Are you soldiers of the cross? Remember, I love you. Until the next time, God bless you and God keep you. Amen. Praise the living God. That's the kind of God we serve. An awesome God. An awesome God. There's none like Him. There's none like Him.
That's it, we have a little church. Die in the gun.